play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Late because of an overtime contest between Vandalia and Mattoon, which preceded the Galesburg game, as Mattoon defeated Vandalia 58-51 in overtime. The Streaks will face Vandalia a little bit later on this evening. That game will be on the Laser beginning at 5:40 with the pregame show tip-off at 6. But right now, it's the Silver Streaks taking on the Cumberland Lady Pirates, a team that comes into this game 0-11. They have an enrollment at Cumberland High of 281 students. It's the county high school in Cumberland County, of which Toledo, Illinois, is the county seat. Cumberland High School has had a tough year. They're made up mostly of freshmen and sophomores. They have no seniors on this team, and they are 0-11. On the other hand, the Silver Streaks have some things that are looking up for them as Galesburg comes in with a four-game winning streak, beating Dunlap, Quincy, Maine South, and in a row. They have a three-game winning streak, I should say. And the Silver Streaks have won four out of their last five. They beat Freeport before losing to Moline. Probably Moline was their ugliest loss, but probably their best two games have been the Quincy game. They beat Quincy by 37 points, and then they beat Maine South, a team out of the Chicago suburbs, by 13 points. So things are looking up. You'd hate to see the Streaks come out and lay an egg in these two games today against Vandalia and Cumberland, two games that they should win big.
Yeah, two teams that don't have near the talent the Streaks have, and just looking at the Cumberland team, they don't have the size the Streaks have either. So it'll be, it should be, both of them should be wins. Now, the important thing, again, as I said a little bit earlier, is the Streaks have to also use this tournament as an opportunity to improve. So you would like them not only to win, but to win convincingly to the point that they're going to be able to use the games kind of as learning experiences, especially for the bench. We saw the bench get extended time against Quincy. It could be a similar kind of situation here.
The Silver Streaks are gathering around their bench. They're right here in front of us. We're on the what would be the south side of the gym here at Mattoon High School. Galesburg is dressed in their white uniforms, and Cumberland will be dark. Let's go down to our PA announcer, who is Vinny Walk, for the announcement of the starting lineups.
And now for the starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting team in this contest, the Lady Pirates of Cumberland. Starting at a forward, wearing number 2, Skylar Brumlovey. Starting at a guard, wearing number 5, Lainey Jackson. A forward for the Lady Pirates, wearing number 13, Megan Willenberg. A guard wearing number 22, Katie Poe. And a guard wearing number 24, Megan Grissom. The Lady Pirates come in with a record of 0-11. They're coached by Chastity Dunaway. And now for the home team in this contest, the Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Starting at a guard, wearing number 3, Kaylin Boydston. Starting at a forward, wearing number 20, Casey Williams. Starting at a guard, wearing number 34, Haley Kelso. Starting at a forward, wearing number 40, Sabrina Clay. And in the middle, wearing number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Silver Streaks come in with a record of 5-5. They're coached by Evan Massey. Today's officials, Matt Burkhart, Kyle Nestor, and Mike Hamburger.
Kyle Nessler is the referee. He's from Pleasant Plains. Mike Hamburger is from Auburn, and Matt Burkhart is from Springfield. Cumberland Lady Pirates are dressed in black uniforms with gold numerals. They have a blue trim on the side. with Cumberland across the chest. They are the visitors. The Streaks are dressed in their white home uniforms with the silver numerals. They have silver streaks, silver across the breast, and then the number, and then streaks down below. At center court, the opening tip won by Galesburg, and Shaylee Florine got it to Kaylin Boydston. Florine has it up top. Now Boydston will set as Galesburg's going from right to left on your dial in this game from Mattoon. Left side Williams. Bounce pass now to Florine. Foul line left. Back to Casey. Into Clay. And Clay couldn't hold on to the pass. It's going to go over to Cumberland.
Well, that was a tough pass right there. Casey had a wide open jumper. She could have taken a couple dribbles in. Got a nice 16-footer. She tried to go inside to Sabrina Clay. And just a little wide for Sabrina. She couldn't haul it in.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. Megan Grissom is going to throw it in for the Lady Pirates of Cumberland High. She throws it right to Kaylin Boydston of Galesburg, who drives the basket, puts it up and through.
Nice job right there by Kaylin. A good job getting her hands on that ball and going right to the rim.
And now Clay is going to steal it on the press, and she's going to put it up and through. And just like that, it's 4-0. Comes in now in the back court to Willenberg. Willenberg got it ahead all the way down. There's the court. Florine is able to block the shot over to Boydston. Is going up for the shot was Katie Poe. Now the ball's tipped away in the back court, but Galesburg gets it back. And Kelso now will bring it up right to left. Left side Williams. She fakes the three. Now dribbles outside the three-point line left wing. Got it out to Boydston. Boydston comes back between the circles to Kelso, not a Clay. Here's Williams with a three-pointer right side, no good. The rebound in the lane, Sabrina Clay. Clay gets it back out now to Haley Kelso. Back now to Boydston, into Clay. Clay puts a layup up, no good, but the rebound, Florine. No, Clay gets the rebound, and she'll put it back up and through.
A lot of standing around for the Cumberland team on defense.
Stolen away now by Williams as she was able to tip it away from Cumberland's Katie Poe. It'll be Cumberland's ball in the backcourt. Full court pressure by the Streaks. They'll get it in now in the backcourt as they get the ball into Willenberg. Now ahead, they beat the press this time, but Florine is able to block the shot of Skylar Brumlevy.
Well, that's going to be happening all game long if they don't start shot faking Shaylee, because she's getting all over the basketball right now.
That's like the SIU SIU Salukis of the shot fakes. Did you see their coaches rant the other night?
Yeah.
Here's a shot, no good. The rebound, Florine. Not a Clay in the front court. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Sabrina Clay with three straight baskets. And now it's 8-0 in favor of Galesburg. Now stolen away from Kelso, or by Kelso on the inbounds pass. She put the shot up, no good, but got her own rebound. Got it out to Boydston. Not a Clay again. Clay inside, puts it up, no good. Got the rebound. Now she puts it up again, no good. But she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be called against Megan Willenberg of Cumberland.
Three turnovers already in this one for the Cumberland Pirates, and we're not even 2 minutes into this game.
Two of those inbound passes, they threw it right to Galesburg. I mean, there was just there was no hesitation.
9-0 on the first free throw, good by Sabrina Clay. Second one up, no good.
Rebound to Williams, and she'll put it right back up and through. So Casey Williams with the offensive rebound in the basket, and it's 11-0 Silver Streaks. Now Williams steals it away on the inbounds. She's going to put it back up and through. Casey Williams has four. Head coach Chastity Dunaway has seen enough. She's going to call a timeout here. A 30-second timeout with 5:52 left to go in the first quarter. 13-0 Silver Streaks.
Well, this one's been pretty ugly so far for Cumberland. They haven't really been able to do anything to deal with the Streaks defense or offense at this point. A lot of standing around by the Pirates on the defensive end. And on the offensive end, they're just moving too slow. The Streaks are able to anticipate passing lanes. And now Coach Massey's calling the press off.
The press has been devastating here in the early going. And now we'll have Cumberland come on the attack left to right. This is Lainey Jackson bringing the ball up court. Jackson is a freshman. Works on the right side against Williams. Now dribbles to the foul line. Tried to shovel it off, but the ball was tipped away and picked up by Shaylee Florine of the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg. Ahead to Clay. Half-court pass. Boydston to Clay. And Clay puts it up and through.
Yeah, great pass right there by Boydston. Nice job by Sabrina Clay. You always want to reward your bigs when they run the floor, and Sabrina did a great job getting herself in position to make that shot.
15-0 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now, Katie Poe. On the right side, here's the 15-foot jumper, no good by Willenberg. The rebound, though, goes to Cumberland. Again, the shot going to be put up, no good by Laney Jackson. This time the rebound bounces around, comes to Sabrina Clay. On the fast break to Kelso. Haley all the way down, puts it up and through. Haley Kelso's first basket of the game makes it 17-0 Silver Streaks. And now we're going to get a foul here as Boyston looked like she had Laney Jackson tied up. But the official, Matt Burkhardt of Springfield, says no and calls a foul on Boyston, her first team foul.
Well, with how lopsided this is, it's going to be tough for Kaylin to get that call right there. She did a good job. She went up and it looked like she stripped it clean and tied her up. But unfortunately, she came from behind, so the official was blocked off a little bit.
Substitutions for the Streaks. Now driving inside for Toledo. That time was Megan Grissom. Shot up no good, but the rebound controlled by Clay got it to Gully. Now Gully tried to get it back up top to Clay, but Clay wasn't looking for the pass. Williams picks it up. Here's Lexi Daniels with the three-pointer right side. She just has come into the game. The rebound controlled by Casey Williams of the Streaks. Now to Raina Gully. Back now on the right side to Daniels. Tried to get it into Clay. The pass was intercepted by Megan Willenberg of Toledo. I should say of Cumberland. Back on the attack now comes Cumberland. Now a bad pass, almost tipped away, is tipped away by Lexi Daniels, but regained by Megan Grissom of the Lady Pirates. She throws a cross-court pass. Now in the left corner, Willenberg. Willenberg, the right-handed dribble. Contact, but no whistle. Picked up by Lexi Daniels of the Streaks. She will bring it back down.
Oh,
great
pass!
To Raina Gully from Daniels, and Gully puts it up and through. Her first of the game, and it's 19-0. Silver Streaks, 3:49 left to go. First quarter, Galesburg all over Cumberland in this one.
Great wraparound pass. And now another steal by Lexi, and she's got a breakaway layup.
Daniels will put it up and through, so Lexi Daniels scores her first basket of the game, and it's 21-0 with 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Well, we expected the Streaks to be all over him, but this is kind of unprecedented. High right side, this is Jackson now. Comes back over to Katie Poe. Poe had it tipped away but got it back. Now it's going to be picked up by Jackson again. Laney Jackson will reset the offense up top. She's a 5'7 freshman. Got the ball down to Poe. Poe had it tipped away but regained it in the lane. Now the Willenberg will take the shot. Rejected by Clay. Well, the jump ball here is Clay was tied up by Katie Poe. It'll be Cumberland's ball on the alternating possession. We'll get some more substitutions for Galesburg as Clay is going to go out. Williams will go out. Coming in for Galesburg will be Katie Lingenfelder. They're also going to bring in Madison Ross into the game for the Streaks. Raina Gully stays in. Sammy Thompson and Lexi Daniels also on the floor for the Silver Streaks. This is Ivy Cornwell who's come into the game for Cumberland. She threw a bad pass, intercepted by Gully. Raina all the way down for Galesburg, puts it up, and she's going to be pushed, and we'll have a foul called against the Lady Pirates of Cumberland.
Well, Coach Hinson would be having a field day with this Cumberland ball club. There's no shot fakes. There's no movement on offense. They pretty much telegraph every pass they make, and the Streaks are just having an easy one here. Gully up to the free throw line, and she'll hit the first one. She's now 8 of 11 on the season. Good free throw shooter so far in her freshman year.
76% free throw shooter. Willenberg with the foul. That's her second team foul. Here's Raina Gully, the freshman, second free throw. She missed it. The rebound controlled by Kirsten Alt, who's into the game. Alt gets it back up top to Ivy Cornwell, and Cornwell will come up against Sammy Thompson. Thompson putting good defensive pressure on her at center court. Cornwell still holding the ball, now is able to get the ball to Kirsten Alt. Alt now will drive all the way to the baseline, put the jumper up, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Raina Gully, who was battling for the rebound with Zoe Marty, the freshman from Cumberland.
Well, I don't know how that wasn't a five-second call at the backcourt line, but now we're going to get an over and back.
And we will get an over and back against Cumberland.
It's the Cumberland player just tossed it into the backcourt after getting the inbounds pass. So, 22-0, 2:22 left to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks easily in control.
Underneath, they got the pass down, and here's a shot up and through by Madison Ross. Pass to Ross.
That's her first 2 points of the season.
Galesburg doing a nice job of threading the needle on the passes. Back on the attack comes Cornwell. Cornwell now comes back up court. Now the ball tipped away and stolen by Raina Gully. Gully will come all the way down, put the layup up and through. Raina Gully with 5 first quarter points makes it 26-0 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back on the attack comes Ivy Cornwell now. Cornwell on the right side dribble and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it's off of the streak, Sammy Thompson. We'll get a couple more substitutions coming into the game. Macy Steck is going to come in along with Alyssa Carl. Sammy Thompson going out. Excuse me, Eric. No Sammy problem. Thompson and Lexi Daniels out.
I actually had that wrong. Reyna's now 20 of 27 on the season from the free throw stripe. I was looking at Kaylin Boydson's free throw numbers.
Zoe Martin now on the high post. They get the ball down to Alt. Alt now has Gully come in and ties her up right just a couple of feet behind the foul line, and this time it'll be Silverstreak's ball.
11 turnovers now for Cumberland, and they easily have more turnovers than shots.
Starting five is going to come back into the ball game now. Coach Chastity Dunaway using all of her players, a young team. Back on the attack comes Raina Gully for the Streaks. They lead it 26-0. Right side now, Macy Steck on the high post. They got it inside to Madison Ross. Here's the three-pointer, Lingenfelder, right side, no good. The rebound controlled by Raina Gully. Back inside now. They're going to go back to the right side. Here's the three-pointer, Steck again, no good. The rebound's going to be tipped up, now picked up and saved by Gully, but the official, Matt Burkhardt of Springfield, says that Raina stepped on the baseline, and so it'll go to Cumberland. They'll come on the attack left to right.
This is this crew's second straight game, is that correct?
Yes, it is. I talked to the athletic director. He said he's spending $3,000 on officials, and that's where a lot of the money's going. But the Mattoon Tourism Council is helping out the tournament. Now here's a three-pointer. Left side's going to be good by Katie Poe. So Cumberland breaks the ice. It's 26-3 with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now we'll get a travel called on the right side against Macy Steck, the 5'4 junior, and the ball will go back over to the Lady Pirates.
Just the third turnover for the Silver Streaks. And this is the pretty much the lineup, other than Raina being out there, that we saw for a lot of the second half against Quincy.
Here's Willenberg going to take the three-pointer left side, and she nails it. Megan Willenberg, the junior at 5'11 for Cumberland, makes it 26-6. Back comes Raina Gully for the Streaks. Back up top now. Gully got the ball to Katie Lingenfelder. Here's the three-pointer left side. No good by Macy Steck. The rebound, though, Gully. Back to Steck, top of the key. She'll dribble on the right side. Thought about the three. Instead comes out to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder holds it over her head to Gully on the left side. Now, Gully was trying to get it to the post, but threw a bad pass. Intercepted by Lainey Jackson, who double dribbles. So it'll go back over to the Silver Streaks on the turnover with 2.2 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play, and the Streaks leading at 26-6. Lingenfelder triggers the ball in. Here's a shot at the buzzer by Steck. It's going to be short, and that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, it's Galesburg 26 and Cumberland 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Get some year-end tax tips to help you save tomorrow morning at 8:35 with Mike Devine from the IRS on WGIL.
Cumberland's ball to start the second quarter. Shot put up no good by Lainey Jackson. She gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and now in the battle for the rebound, they say it went off the Streaks. And so it'll be Cumberland's ball here on the east side of the gym at Mattoon High School. They trail it 26-6. It's been all Galesburg so far. Up top now to Laney Jackson. Now the ball tipped away, picked up by Kelso, who's back into the game. The Streaks have their original starting five. Now to Williams. Williams in the paint. Now she lost the ball. It's going to be picked up, though, by Clay and put up and through. Sabrina Clay has 11 points and is 28-6 Silver Streaks as we start the second quarter.
Yeah, just a dominating performance, and Clay a little gimpy on that ankle, looks like, right now. I wonder if she rolled it a little bit on the shot.
Laney Jackson had trouble on the dribble. It was tipped away, but she's able to get it into Willenberg. But Willenberg has the ball taken away by Shaylee Florine. Back on the break comes Galesburg. Now the trailer pass put up by Clay, and it's good. Oh, Kelso looked around. She had the ball underneath. She was too far under, threw it back to Clay, and Clay had the easy layup, and it's 30-6 Silver Streaks.
Jim, this Cumberland team only averages almost 24 points a game. The Streaks already at 30. They're in some major trouble.
Now Kelso tips it away again as they're trying to get that pass outside. Here's Haley all the way down, puts it up no good. Rebound Kaylin Boyston, she puts it up no. The rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Oh, Galesburg all over the boards. Now back to Boyston. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Kaylin Boydston with the basket as Clay found her on the right side. It's 32-6 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Laney Jackson for Cumberland. The Lady Pirates of Cumberland in Toledo, Illinois, which is in Cumberland County, a county high school. Now on the left side, this is Jackson. Back up top to Willenberg. Willenberg on the right side to Megan Grissom. Grissom works against Kelso. Kelso almost knocked it away to Willenberg. They tried to get it to Poe, but it was intercepted by Kelso of the Streaks. On the fast break ahead to Florine. Shaylee puts it up. Yes! Shaylee Florine's first points of the game. We're going to get a timeout called by Chastity Dunaway of Cumberland with 5:50 to go second quarter. It's Galesburg 34 and Cumberland 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Lyman Eric Gibson, Galesburg is going to have a wholesale substitutions. We see Jordan Kohler, Raina Gully, along with Emily Weaver, Megan Gugliotta, and Sammy Thompson on the floor for the Silver Streaks as Galesburg leads 34-6 after the full timeout by head coach Chastity Dunaway of the Cumberland Lady Pirates. It'll be Cumberland's ball. They trail it by 28 points. Back on the attack comes Laney Jackson now, left to right for Cumberland. Gully bothering her up top. Got it to Poe on the right side. Poe now with a dribble top of the key. She's picked up by Gully. Left side now to Megan Grissom. Grissom gets it back up top now to Laney Jackson, who'll take the 18-footer off the back of the iron. No good. The rebound Raina Guller for the Streaks. Back comes Gully now. Right side. Gets the ball on the right wing to Weaver, who takes the jumper. No good from three-point land. The rebound fought for. It's going to come all the way in the back court. Be picked up by Gully as it was tipped by Laney Jackson of Cumberland. In the paint now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson on the left side. Here's a three-pointer coming from the left wing. No good by Jordan Kohler. The rebound's going to be picked up by the Lady Pirates. Well, they're still throwing the threes, Eric.
Well, this second team, if you will, for the Silver Streaks, definitely looks like they like that former style, because every time they get an open three, they're putting it in the air.
Here's Poe with a three-point shot for Cumberland. No good. The rebound, Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. She brings it out herself. On the right side, got it to Weaver. She had trouble with the ball, was able to get it. Now back out to Gully. Here's Weaver with the three-pointer. Right wing, bingo.
That's a three.
Emily Weaver with the three. 37-6 Silver Streaks with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. It's all Galesburg this afternoon. Fans. Now the ball's going to be tipped away and it's going to be picked up by Galesburg's Megan Gugliotta to Gully. Gully tried to get a pass ahead, but it was intercepted by Katie Poe of Cumberland. Poe will bring it back left to right now for the Lady Pirates. She dribbles between two girls all the way to the basket, puts it up and through. Katie Poe has 5 points on the game. 37-8 now in favor of the Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. Here's a shot up by Gugliotta, no good. The rebound fought for inside. It's going to be pulled out of there by Grissom. Back on the attack will come Cumberland, and this is Laney Jackson, who's a 5'8 freshman, bringing the ball up court. Jackson got it ahead now to Katie Poe. Poe comes top of the key. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound, Grissom, right back up from 17, no good. And Raina Gully pulls it down for the Streaks. She comes out all the way down court. Outruns Grissom, puts a layup up and through. Raina Gully with 7. 39-8 Silver Streaks. 3:28 to go in the second quarter. Did you tell me there's no running clock?
No running clock.
No running clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Now Cumberland loses the ball as they come into the front court. Picked up by Emily Weaver of the Streaks. She kicked the ball ahead, and it's going to be turned over and picked up now by Katie Poe. Out to Grissom. Megan Grissom, who's a 5'6 junior now. Got it to Poe. Poe on the left side. She's going to fire the three again. Air ball.
Jeez.
And they'll let it go out of bounds. And Jordan Kohler will let it go out. The Streaks are going to have it back. And Galesburg will make another line change. As here's Katie Langenfelder into the game. Lexi Daniels, along with Macy Steck, is into the lineup. Madison Ross and Alyssa Carl.
Katie Poe definitely not scared to shoot the ball. She's our leading scorer at just over 8 points a game. She's already put up 7 shots in this game, and she shoots her threes a lot like Ichiro used to hit, in that she's running inside right after she lets it release.
Three-pointer by Macy Steck, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Nobody touched it. It was off of Steck, and so it'll be Cumberland's ball.
Well, Macy eventually did touch it. She just was already out of bounds when she did.
It'll be Cumberland's ball as they will come back up court now. This is Michaela Sowers. She has it on the right side, tipped away from her, and now the ball went out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Galesburg.
Well, great job right there by Macy. She was able to get the steal. She flung it back in, and it went off of Cornwell and out of bounds.
Back comes Galesburg now. This is Lexi Daniels with a left-handed dribble over center court. Right side to Steck, now to Lingenfelder. She'll fire the three from long range. No good, but pulled out of the air by Madison Ross. Back up top, now to Steck. Steck will work the right side for the Streaks. Now to Daniels. She'll take the three top of the key. No good. The rebound controlled underneath by Macy Maxey of Cumberland. Macy Maxey gets the ball out to Sowers, and Sowers will come back on the attack. Sowers holds up, foul line right, now puts a shot up off balance, no good, and the rebound underneath controlled by Galesburg's Katie Lingenfelter. Right side now, they get it back to Steck. She'll take the 16-footer, good. Macy Steck's first basket of the game makes it 41-8 Silver Streaks with a minute 43 to go here in the first half or in the second quarter. Back on the attack now, Sowers. Sowers backs out as she was getting some pressure from Daniels. Now up to Maxey. Maxey now spins away, top of the key. On the left wing, got it to Zoe Marty. Marty drove the baseline, put the shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by the Streaks, Madison Ross. Outlet pass now to Daniels as Daniels brings it back for Galesburg. Lexi Daniels in the paint, got it to Carl. Carl put the shot up, and it'll go through.
Yeah, and bounced around for a little bit, and then finally just fell right back in for her.
Lissa Carl's first of the ball game. She's a 5'7 junior for the Streaks. 43-8, minute to go, second quarter. Michaela Sowers now, she'll back out. Got the ball back up top to Alt. Kirsten Alt now back to Maxey. Maxey will drive the paint, getting some pressure from Madison Ross. Now back out to Sowers. Michaela Sowers on the right side. Got the ball over to Ivy Cornwell. She tried to get a pass underneath.
Oh!
It was tipped away. They're going to give it.
Wow, it wasn't tipped at all.
They're going to give it to Cumberland.
She just threw it out of bounds, and they're going to say it was tipped, and Cumberland's actually lucky that you made a comment before we went on the air about these officials liking to call 3 seconds. Cumberland's lucky that they haven't continued that into this game, because I don't think they leave the lane.
Here's a shot up inside, no good, by Macy Maxey. The rebound controlled by the Streaks. Back comes Lingenfelter into the front court. She gets the ball out to Emily Weaver, and Weaver will dribble around the three-point line. Now to Lingenfelter, left side now. There's Steck inside. They got the ball down inside, and it was tipped away. Looked like there was a foul there, but no whistle as Megan Gugliotta went up for the shot. 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Now here's Cumberland taking the shot, the running jumper, no good by Zoe Marty. Ball's going to go out of bounds with 6.2 seconds on the clock, and the Streaks will have one more chance here in the second quarter.
Well, the Streaks starters haven't got a lot of time in this one, but the Streaks easily ahead 35 points here as we go into the half.
Here's the jumper at the buzzer, no good from the foul line by Alyssa Carl, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 43 and Cumberland 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Christmas may be over, but the savings have just begun at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. They're cleaning house to get ready for year-end inventory, which means deals you can't refuse. Stop in anytime now through the end of the year and take advantage of the after-Christmas inventory clearance sale. You'll save up to 60% off all clearance items and estate jewelry. That's right, up to 60%. Bring in that Christmas cash and get something special at a great price. But you only have until the end of the year, so stop into Kohl's Diamond Gallery today at 54 South Seminary, Galesburg, before it's too late.
GIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back. It's the Mattoon Holiday Tournament at the half. It's the Silver Streaks 43 and Cumberland 8. I want to remind you we have more high school basketball coming up. The boys are going to be in action at 6:30 tonight. They'll be playing against Rochester at the Taylorville Tournament. That game will be here on WGIL. Our game is at 6 o'clock tonight, so we're a half hour earlier than the boys. We'll be on the air about 5:40 with the pregame show. We'll be on the Laser 92.7 FM with that contest. Well, let's run through our halftime stats. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance. For Cumberland, they scored 6 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the second quarter. At the half, Megan Willenberg has 3 points and Katie Poe, 5. Those are the only two players for Cumberland who have scored here in the first half. Almost everybody has scored for the Silver Streaks. I guess I should tell you the ones who haven't scored. The ones who haven't scored are Jordan Kohler, Sammy Thompson, Megan Gugliotta, Katie Lingenfelder. Everybody else has scored. The Streaks are led in scoring by Sabrina Clay, the 5'9 junior forward. She has 13 first half points. 7 points in the first half for Raina Gully, our freshman for the Silver Streaks. Other scores for Galesburg: Kaylin Boyston has 4 points. 4 points in the first half for Casey Williams. 3 points in the first half for Emily Weaver. 2 points for Macy Steck. 2 for Lexi Daniels. 2 for Haley Kelso. 2 for Madison Ross. 2 for Alyssa Carl. And 2 for Shaylee Floreed. It was 26-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Cumberland 17-2 in the second quarter to lead it here at the half by the score of 43-8. We'll take a break. Eric will be back, and he'll run down his stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You never know where you'll be seen, so button up with this year's green. The button color of the year is white on green in letters clear. You could win lots and lots of dough, so wear it everywhere you go. You never know where you'll be seen, so button up with this year's green.
Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. Tompkins State Bank and Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. At Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
I have breast cancer. Is there a plan for me?
Yes, and it covers treatments, medicine, follow-ups, screenings, counseling, and more.
I can live with that.
Exactly. That's the idea. Get started at GetCoveredIllinois.gov.
I never get hurt. Why do I need insurance?
What about when you broke your wrist?
So?
And that ER trip for your ankle?
Never saw a bill.
Well, that was your parents' plan. It could have cost you 24 grand.
That hurts.
See? Get started at GetCoveredIllinois.gov.
Here's the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 32. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 18. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 32. Then tomorrow night, clear, a low of 26. Saturday, sunny skies warming up, to a high around 42. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. And Sunday, cloudy, colder, chance of snow, and a high of 28. Right now, we're at 34.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team will open play at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament tonight against Rochester. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 6:10 tonight here on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at halftime. It's the Galesburg girls 43 and the Cumberland Lady Pirates 8. Let's go over to Eric Gibson. He has a look at more halftime stats.
Well, Jim, the peripheral stats are pretty good in favor of the Streaks. 19 turnovers at the half for Cumberland as the Streaks pressure just totally crushing them. In fact, the Streaks were got out to, I believe it was a 13-0 lead with the press before Coach Massey decided to back the press off, and then they brought in some of the players that don't see as much time, and that kind of slowed the Streak scoring. Otherwise, they probably could have easily had 50, if not 60 at the half, especially if they kept pressing. Streaks turned the ball over only six times. They did win the rebounding battle in the first half, 25-14. That's good to see. Six offensive rebounds for the Cumberland Pirates. Streaks with 13. Cumberland was 1 of 18 from inside the arc, 2 of 4 from distance. Streaks on the other side of things, 19 of 28 from inside the arc, only 1 of 12 from deep. So they're shooting 50% in the game, and they were 2 of 4 from the free throw line to continue that 50% shooting. As Jim told you, 5 points for Katie Poe. She also leads the team in rebounds with 3. On the Streak side of things, it's Sabrina Clay, 13 points, 6 rebounds. She also has a steal and a block. Haley Kelso has 4 steals at the half. And Shaylee Florine, to go with her 2 points and 1 rebound, she has 2 blocks and 2 steals.
We drove down here from Galesburg in a maroon 2013 Nissan Murano from Galesburg Nissan. Now, Galesburg Nissan is located at 2080 North Henderson Street, right in front of the Sandberg Mall. And this 2013 maroon Murano has 15,000 miles on it. It's all-wheel drive. It has a camera in the back, so when you back up, the camera comes on. You can see where you're going. And this car is a certified pre-owned vehicle, meaning that it is under warranty. It's on special right now at Galesburg Nissan. Even Eric was impressed by this car. We picked him up in Champaign. Even he was impressed with this car. It's a beautiful maroon color. It's just a gorgeous vehicle. It's a 2013 Nissan Murano, and we're going to have some fun driving around this car in Charleston and Mattoon over the next couple of days. So if you're interested in this car, stop out on Monday at Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street. Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the great salespeople at Galesburg Nissan can set you up in this 2013 Nissan Murano. Just ask them for the radio car. They'll know the one you're talking about. 43-8 is our score at the half. We want to mention that we'll be back on the air with you tonight as the Silver Streak girls will be taking on Vandalia. Vandalia was in a thriller today as they lost 58-51 in overtime to the host Mattoon School. Vandalia is going to be a little bit better team than I think we're seeing in this Cumberland team, because Mattoon looked like a decent team in that game, and Vandalia led for the whole game, and then Mattoon was able to tie it up and go into overtime and then win it. Mattoon won it in overtime, 58-51. So Vandalia and Mattoon are in our bracket along with Cumberland. The other bracket consists of St. Anthony, Decatur, MacArthur, East Richland, Olney, and Salem. And those scores were East Richland 64, MacArthur 32, and Salem defeated St. Anthony by the score of 49-34. So we'll know tomorrow morning who we're going to be playing in the second game on Friday, and then we'll know who we're going to be playing on Saturday. The Silver Streaks are going to start the second half with Alyssa Carl in the game, along with Megan Gugliotta. They have Jordan Kohler also on the floor, along with Emily Weaver, and I'm missing one, Megan Gugliotta. So it'll be Galesburg. I'm sorry, Eric. Galesburg. It'll be Cumberland having the ball to start the second half. Go ahead.
All I was going to say is it kind of shows the sign of what's going to happen here in the second half. Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelson, Shaylee Florine at the very end of the bench, and actually separated from everyone else because of the way the bench works.
Megan Grissom fired up a three-pointer, and missed it, but Cumberland gets the rebound. Now they'll reset as this is Lainey Jackson taking the jumper left side, but she's going to be fouled on the play, and the foul is going to be called here against the Silver Streaks, Emily Weaver, her first. That's the first team foul of the second half. They'll have no running clock here as Galesburg's up 43-8. Lainey Jackson will go to the free throw line. First time that Cumberland has shot a free throw in the game today, and she makes it.
First free throw of the game for anybody from Cumberland.
Galesburg's had what, three?
Four.
Four?
Two of four.
So Jackson will eye the second one. She missed it. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Alyssa Carl of the Streaks, and back will come Galesburg. Galesburg moving from left to right here. They lead it 43-9. Up top now to Jordan Kohler on the right side, Lingenfelder. Tried to get on the high post, but the ball went all the way through the key and now is picked up on the high post. They get it to Carl. Back up top, another lazy pass was tipped away, but it's picked up by Carl again. She gets it out to Weaver. Back to Lingenfelder. She'll take the three right in front of us. No good. The rebound right back up. No good by Alyssa Carl, who got the offensive rebound. Now she gets another offensive rebound and puts it up and through.
Well, Megan Gugliotta actually got the offensive rebound. She had a nice pass across the lane to get it in there to Alyssa Carl.
Back on the attack comes Megan Grissom now for Cumberland. She tried to get a pass on the right side to Katie Poe, but was over her head, and it goes out of bounds, and Galesburg will get it back. Galesburg leads it 45-9. Don't forget the boys' game is coming up tonight, 6:30. The here on WGIL, the Streak boys take on Rochester. Back up top now, Jordan Kohler has it for the Streaks on the left side. Kohler got it down to Katie Lingenfelder. Now back up to Alyssa Carl. Carl with the ball up top now to Weaver. Weaver wants to come on the right side. Now looks back left. Bounce pass, got the ball to Carl, who takes the jumper from 10 feet. Good. Alyssa Carl has four, 47-9.
A little bit of a scoring streak here for Alyssa. She came into the game with just 5 points all season. She's got six already.
Lainey Jackson got the pass on the left side to Megan Willenborg, but it went right through her hands out of bounds. Willenborg's a junior. Lainey Jackson is a freshman. Megan Grissom is a junior for the Lady Pirates from Cumberland High. Now Weaver comes back on the attack for the Streaks, moving left to right. Got it back up top now to Ross. Ross underneath. Got the ball down and the shot up no good underneath by Gugliotta. Now here's the three-pointer right side by Steck, and it's going to be good. So Macy Steck has 5 points for the Streaks, and it's 50-9 in favor of Galesburg. That's right, 50-9. Back on the attack now comes Lainey Jackson. Jackson drives on the left side against Steck, takes the baseline jumper, no good. The rebound picked up by Poe. She got it to Willenborg right side. Willenborg drives the baseline, tried to get a bounce pass back to Poe, but it was tipped away out of bounds. They say it went off of Cumberland, and so it'll be Galesburg's ball.
22 turnovers now for the Lady Pirates to go with their 9 points. And it's 5:29 left to go here in the third quarter.
Back on the attack comes Galesburg now. Emily Weaver into the front court on the dribble. Weaver got it back up top to Jordan Kohler. Here's Steck with a three-pointer left wing, no good. The rebound in the lane pulled down by Michaela Sowers of Cumberland. Sowers back into the front court. Got it on the left wing to Ivy Cornwell. Cornwell now with the ball. Got it back out now. Here's the jumper, no good, by Sowers. The rebound goes on the floor, and we'll get a held ball here, as down on the floor was Ivy Cornwell, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Either the program is wrong or your numbering is wrong, because...
No, it was wrong.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, who's
so
number 11?
11 is Sowers.
Okay, so 25 is...
Yeah, Cornwell. That's what I ran over and checked on before.
All right.
A little too much therapy going on. Now on the left side, here's the three-pointer by Lingenfelder, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled out by Steck. She brings it beyond the three-point line. Now to Weaver, tried to get a pass at the foul line to Alyssa Carl, but it was over Carl's head. Picked up now by Cumberland and Michaela Sowers. Sowers on the left side, now to Cornwell. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Maxie. Macy Maxie now, she almost had it knocked away, but got it back out now to Cornwell. This is Ivy Corn, or I should say Sowers with the ball. Sowers now holds the ball up over her head. Now in the high post to Kristen Alt. Alt has the ball on the floor. She's able to pick it back up and now turns around and flings it up there. No good. The rebound this time, Katie Lingenfelder for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg now. This is Weaver. Left side to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder will take the jump shot. Yes. Katie Lingenfelder breaks the ice with her first points of the game. Makes it 52-9 Silver Streaks with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. On the attack, Michaela Sowers now. Sowers got it on the post to Maxie. Maxie drives the paint. Boy, where's the 3 seconds there?
I'm telling you, they're not calling this game.
They won't call it. Well, here's Sowers takes the three-pointer top of the key. The rebound's going to be picked up now by Cornwell. Cornwell got it back out to Sowers, who takes the three air ball, but it's pulled out of the air by Alt. She got it out on the right side. Here's Sowers with the three-point shot right wing. No good. The rebound controlled by Alyssa Carl of the Silver Streaks. Carl gives it to Emily Weaver, who works a point for Galesburg. Weaver over the timeline right side. Here's Macy Steck with the three air ball, pulled out of the air by Macy Maxie of Cumberland, and Maxie will give the ball back out to Sowers, and Sowers will come back up for the Lady Pirates right to left. 3 minutes to go, third quarter.
Just not a lot of offense going on for this Cumberland team, and now potentially another steal for the Silver Streaks. They're going to get tied up as a will stay down in Cumberland's end of the floor, and it looks like it was Emily Weaver who was able to knock it away and then ultimately tied up the player from Cumberland.
I had a Christmas tournament game, the Aurora Christian boys against Juarez.
And the finals, Juarez?
Juarez in Chicago.
Wow.
Chicago Public School, and all the kids at Juarez had gone to Mexico for Christmas break. It was back when you could go back and forth, and the score was 114-28.
Wow.
In favor of Aurora Christian. Here's the three-pointer top of the key by Laney Jackson. No good. The ball comes out, though, and Jackson picks it up again. Now Willenberg will take the shot. The three-pointer no good. This one pulled out of the air again by Cumberland. Thrown up by Jackson. No good. This time Galesburg's going to get the rebound, and it's Katie Lingenfelder. She's tied up and will get a jump ball. As coming in was Katie Poe to tie up Katie Lingenfelder of Galesburg. And on the alternating possession, what are we going to get? It's going to give it go to Galesburg.
Yeah, it should be Galesburg's ball. It was just a tie-up the other way.
Galesburg basketball off the 2:29 to go, third quarter, 52-9 Galesburg. Back on the attack come the Streaks now. Macy Steck got it out to Jordan Kohler. Kohler back to Steck as they work on the right side right in front of us. Now on the high post, here's Alyssa Carl with a jumper, no good. The rebound, though, Kohler. Kohler tried to get it up, was grabbed. The ball goes out of bounds, and they say it went off of Cumberland's Laney Jackson.
Yeah, they definitely have swallowed
They're creating their... some calls, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
There was a creation right there. Comes in now to Kohler. Kohler back to Steck. Steck fakes. Now tried to get it back out to Kohler, but it was intercepted by Laney Jackson of Cumberland. Back come the Lady Pirates now. On the left side, they got it down to Katie Poe. Poe will take the three-pointer and round no good. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled down by Lingenfelder. She's tied up. We'll get a foul here against Poe.
I'm telling you, Poe puts up that three. She starts running the moment the ball leaves her hand to try to get the rebound. She definitely is not very confident in her shot. In fact, the only one that I started not running on, she airballed it by about 3 feet.
NBA players could learn from her. Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. That was Poe's first team foul. Here's going to travel on Jordan Kohler. As Kohler faked the three and then wanted to drive back out and fire the three, but she walked with the ball. She dragged the pivot foot before she dribbled. And so it'll go over on the turnover to Cumberland. Laney Jackson with a minute 35 to go third quarter. Now to Katie Poe. Poe has it high left side. Now looking. Got the ball back to Willenberg. Here's the jumper by Grissom. No good. The rebound in the lane, Poe, and she's tied up in the lane by Galesburg's Megan Gugliotta, and we'll get a held ball here, and it'll belong to the Lady Pirates of Cumberland. Grissom will throw it in underneath the Cumberland basket. Got it in the jumper from Laney Jackson, and Jackson has 3 points in the game, and it's 52-11. Minute 10 to go here, third quarter. Emily Weaver now for the Streaks into the front court. She looks right, still looking right. Got a bounce pass to Jordan Kohler. On the right side now to Madison Ross. Here's Kohler with the three. Bingo.
First points of the season for Jordan Kohler.
Everybody scored except Gugliotta now, and it's 55-11. 53 seconds to go here, third quarter. Here's Poe, will take the three and follows the shot, as Eric was talking about a minute ago. But the rebound controlled by Madison Ross. Here's a three-quarter court pass ahead to Gugliotta. They're trying to get her the ball and let her score. Partially blocked. Now the ball is going to go out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. It'll belong to Cumberland.
Streaks with the commanding 55-11 lead here.
Well, we thought it was going to be bad, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad. Here's Lainey Jackson. Jackson now for Cumberland to Poe. Poe on the left side will dribble the baseline. Tried to get it to the basket, but we'll get a foul called against Emily Weaver of the Streaks, her second team foul, and it'll be Cumberland's ball again at the west edge of the gym here.
Watching Poe on this offensive end, it's like watching Kobe. The ball cannot go start the offense until she's touched it.
Poe now drives the lane, had it knocked away, but was picked up by Skylar Brumlevy. Brumlevy now to Willenberg, left side. Here's Jackson with the three, no good. The rebound's going to be controlled underneath by Megan Gugliotta of Galesburg. Gugliotta to Weaver, not a Kohler. Let's see if they look for Gugliotta. She's the only streak player who has not scored in the game. Now Lingenfelder will take the three, left side air ball, pulled out of the air underneath by Skylar Brumlevy as the third quarter ends. That's the end of three. With the score, it's Galesburg 55, Cumberland 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
This holiday, don't forget to get something for that special someone. You know the one. Their face appears in your high school yearbook directly below your name. Yeah, you! This holiday season, treat yourself to the new McCafe White Chocolate Mocha. Savor the season with the rich, creamy, and decadently sweet flavor. Made with 100% Rainforest Alliance Certified Espresso. New White Chocolate Mocha. And returning this season, Peppermint Mocha. There's something for everyone to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
Galesburg's ball at the end of the quarter, and to come back after the end of the quarter, and the Streaks came down and shot up by Alyssa Carl was no good. It went out of bounds.
It should have been Streaks' ball, but that's not what it was called. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Cumberland coming back now on the attack right to left. Poe inside will put it up no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Carl. Outlet pass now to Macy Steck. Steck gets it underneath. Got the ball down to Madison Ross. She'll pop it back out. Here's a jumper by Weaver from three-point land. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to the Lady Pirates of Cumberland.
This Cumberland team, they don't shoot the ball. They really do just jack the ball up. Poe right that time just dribbled in the lane and just threw it into the air, hoping that she would draw iron.
Lainey Jackson working the point now. Got it to Poe on the left side. Poe had trouble with it. She was guarded out there by Jordan Kohler. The ball goes out of bounds, and Matt Burkhardt of Springfield says it's Cumberland ball. Comes in now to Jackson. Lainey now will take the 15-footer from the foul line. No good. The rebound in the lane pulled down by Poe. Back to Jackson, who will fire again. Foul line left. No good. The rebound, Jackson again puts it up from 10 feet. No good for Cumberland. Now the ball on the floor. Going to be picked up this time by Brumlevy. Brumlevy out to Jackson. Now the ball goes to Grissom. Grissom between the circles getting pressure from Macy Steck of the Streaks. Got it back out to Lainey Jackson. Jackson now to Poe. Poe on the foul in the paint. Got it to Willenberg. She'll take the jumper from the right side. Good. Megan Willenberg was all alone. She has 5 points in the ball game, and it's 55-13. Now back come the Streaks as they get it right underneath to Madison Ross, and Ross puts it up and through, and it's 57-13 in favor of the Silver Streaks.
There's no excuse for that. The Streaks should not be able to beat Cumberland down the floor after a made basket by Cumberland.
They get it down to Willenberg now. Willenberg goes down low, right side to Grissom. She drives inside, double-teamed, and throws it away. Trying to get it back out to Willenberg beyond the three-point arc, but the ball was thrown beyond her, and now we'll get some substitutions. I see Madison Ross is going to come out along with Jordan Kohler. And so now we're going to have Galesburg coming back out. Lingenfelter's in there along with Alyssa Carl, Macy Steck. Now Carl has it on the high post, gets it back out now to Weaver. Right side now to Steck. Steck fakes the three with 5:30 to go in the ball game. Now they're going to go on the left side looking for Lingenfelter. Weaver will take the three top of the key. Good. Emily Weaver with 2 3-pointers in the game. She has 6 points, and it's 60-13 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Cumberland. On the high post, they get it to Willenberg. Back up top, Jackson. Jackson works on the left side. She'll pop the ball, no good. The rebound, an air ball, and it's pulled out of the air by Alyssa Carl of the Streaks. To Weaver, now ahead to Steck. Back out to Weaver, bounce pass now to Carl. She tries to get it down to Megan Gugliotta, but the ball was tipped away and picked up by Cumberland. Back comes Poe now. Katie Poe all the way down against Lingenfelter. Back out to Jackson, who'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound picked up now by Steck. Macy will come all the way down for Galesburg, puts a layup up, no good. The rebound, though, right back up by Weaver, no good. The rebound back up by Carl, no good. And now this time, still fought for, and we'll get a foul here and a hold.
Well, the Streaks definitely just kind of controlling this one the whole way. Not much in doubt. The Streaks doing a good job, though, of continuing to play hard. And now we're going to get a basket and a score as Alyssa Carl gets that one to fall.
Alyssa Carl taking the inbound pass and putting it up, but she was fouled on the play.
It's amazing how much a blowout of this magnitude can switch the decision to use the running clock.
She misses the free throw, but Gugliotta gets the offensive rebound, and she puts it up and through. I guess Sammy Thompson hasn't scored either, has she? But we don't think we'll see her again.
No. Nope.
Back on the attack comes Lainey Jackson. Jackson now got it to Katie Poe. Now they get it down to Skylar Brumlevy. Brumlevy had trouble with the ball, but got it out to Jackson, who takes the three-pointer. Pulled out of the air by Gugliotta, but she couldn't control it. Went off her thigh out of bounds. It'll be Cumberland's ball. 3 minutes. Hey, we do have a running clock.
I know. That's what I just said. It's amazing that a blowout of this magnitude can change their mind as far as using the running clock.
Oh, it comes into Brumlevy, and Brumlevy on the inbounds pass will put it up and through, 64-15. I'm thinking of tonight's game. Bounce pass on the right side to Gugliotta. Back up top to Lingenfelter. Now they're going on the left side to Weaver. Weaver now with the dribble. Bounce pass left now on the drive to the hoop.
Ooh,
now a
geez.
Hard foul as Kohler put it up. And, boy, she really got fouled hard.
Yeah, she got undercut by Poe. And we'll see if this is just going to be a normal penalty. Yeah, they're just going to call the push. But she Poe went and took out her legs. That should have been a little bit more.
Wow.
And now you can tell she's a little shaken up. Her wrist hurts. She's going to shoot the free throws anyway, though.
Jordan Kohler, a 5'6 junior for the Silver Streaks at the free throw line. Galesburg leads it 64-15. Free throw on the way is perfect.
That was her first free throw of the season. Streaks now up by 50.
Yeah, she was 0-for-4 before that. She misses the second one after making the first. 65-15 now our score in favor of the Streaks. 2:30 to go in the game. Now Poe drives the basket, puts it up no good, gets her own rebound, right back up, no. The rebound this time controlled by the Silver Streaks and pulled down by Gugliotta. Head on the fast break, all the way to the basket, up and through is Madison Ross. Ross has six. 67-15 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack comes Lainey Jackson now on the attack right to left for Cumberland. 2 minutes to go in the game. On the left side now to Willenberg to Grissom. Grissom will put it up from 10 feet, no good. The rebound controlled by Madison Ross of the Streaks. Outlet pass Emily Weaver. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Weaver now up top. A bounce pass now to Jordan Kohler with 1:45 to go. Now Kohler wanted to get it to Lingenfelter, but instead threw it right to Poe of Cumberland. Cumberland will come back on the attack now right to left. Right side Grissom now down to Brumlevy. Brumlevy back up top now to Lainey Jackson. Now to Grissom will take the three-pointer off the glass, no good. The rebound by Poe right back up, no good. And the rebound this time pulled down by Madison Ross. A good rebound on the defensive board for Ross. Outlet pass to Weaver now. This is Weaver crossing center court on the dribble. High post now to Ross. Right side Kohler. Back up top now to Weaver. Now to Ross. She'll take the 18-footer no off the back of the iron. The rebound controlled by Grissom of Cumberland. Outlet pass now to Jackson, and Jackson will walk it up slowly right to left with a minute to go in the game. Now to Poe. Poe will drive the paint, put the shot up and through. Katie Poe has seven of the 17, and it's 67-17. Now a great pass from Kohler as she hits Ross flashing down the lane, and Ross has 6 fourth-quarter points, 8 in the ball game to make it 69-17 Galesburg with 40 seconds to go. Left side now Laney Jackson. Jackson gets it back up top to Poe. She'll take the jumper, no good. The rebound controlled underneath again by Madison Ross of the Streaks. Outlet pass Weaver with 25 seconds to go in this one. Weaver dribbling on the left side, works against Grissom. Now they'll try right side. Lingenfelder's going to take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound Grissom for Cumberland. She'll hand the ball off to Laney Jackson with 14 seconds to go in the ballgame. Jackson now comes all the way down, puts an off-balance shot up, no good. The rebound pulled out of the air by Madison Ross again. Ross now gives it to Weaver, 3 seconds to go, and Weaver will just sit on it and come up court, and the final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streak 69 and Cumberland 17 as Galesburg goes to a 6-5 team. They will play again tonight against the Vandals of Vandalia. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rock for Mutual with a customized policy, and in some cases we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 32. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 18. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 32. Then tomorrow night, clear, a low of 26. Saturday, sunny skies, warming up to a high around 42. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. And Sunday, cloudy, colder, chance of snow and a high of 28. Right now, we're at 34.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg, we're so happy to have you with us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day after Christmas. Bright sunshine, no snow down here in Mattoon, no ice either, but there was plenty of ice on the car we drove down, and we want to talk to you about that. We got most of it off. It's from Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, a 2013 Nissan Murano. This color is maroon in color. Just a gorgeous vehicle. It only has 15,000 miles on it. It's all-wheel drive. It has a navigation system. I sat in my drive, and if I can do it, it's easy. I punched in the address of Mattoon High School, and it brought us right here. It also has a camera in the back, so when you're backing out, when I was backing out of my ice-covered driveway this morning, I could see right where I was going, so I didn't run into Arnie Heider's mailbox. It was perfect. So you might want to take a look at this car next week. It's on special at Galesburg Nissan. It's a 2013 Maroon Murano with only 15,000 miles. It's a $500 rebate on this car or 1.9 financing for 72 months. This is a certified pre-owned vehicle, so it is under warranty. See Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the fine folks at Galesburg Nissan. They're right in front of the Sandberg Mall at 2080 North Henderson Street. Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks have upped their season record now to 6-5 on the season as Galesburg defeats Cumberland by the score of 69-17. This one never in doubt, but the Streaks got to play a lot of girls today, and a lot of those reserves played real well. Looking at Madison Ross on the boards and also scoring, she was a great player in this game for the Silver Streaks at the end of the game. And of course, Katie Poe never gave up for Cumberland. She is a 5'4 sophomore, and she just battled and battled and battled and battled all the way through this contest today. It was really something. Do we have that wireless mic?
No.
So it was really a great performance by Katie Poe. And what was really interesting is that Madison Ross was able during the game today to out-rebound her towards the end of the game, and it was really exciting to watch. So the Silver Streaks lead it or win it 69-17. They'll come back and play again tonight, and they will play against Vandalia, the Lady Vandals. That game 6 o'clock with the tip-off, and we'll be on the air at 5:40. Now we will be switching stations because the boys will be on WGIL as they are going to be taking on Rochester at 6:30 tonight. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey is brought to you on WGIL radio by your friends at McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm loving it, with two locations, McDonald's on East Main Street in Galesburg and also on North Henderson Street. Coach, you got a chance to play the reserves in this one today, and we're just talking about Madison Ross and what a nice fourth quarter she had, not only scoring but also on the boards.
Yeah, Madison's a good athlete and runs the floor well, and she beat them down the floor some and then was real active on the offensive boards. But, yeah, she works hard and she's, contributed and done some things when the game was on the line this year for us. And it's good for us, a game like this, getting someone like her to get some more minutes and maybe, get a little more comfortable.
We talked a little bit before the game about the fact that you got to play. You'd probably get to play your reserves in this one. We knew it was coming, and you did. And what are your reaction to the second and third strings?
Well, I think it's no different for them than it is for the first group of kids that go in and play. That I thought they in the late first quarter when those kids went in, I think. It was kind of tough going for them right to start with, but once they they start to sweat and they went in a second time, you could tell they were a lot more comfortable.
Sabrina Clay had 13 points. Your starters were way down here at the end of the bench for most of the game today, but the press was devastating. I guess everything worked well with the original starting five.
It did, yeah. Obviously Cumberland has a lot of issues offensively as far as being able to handle the ball, and the big thing we said is we wanted to end up make sure that offensively we shared the ball and that defensively we were able to defend and pressure without, reaching and developing bad habits or fouling, and I think pretty much we did.
Vandalia has only won one game against Mount Olive, yet they took Mattoon into overtime, and I know you got to watch that game. You're going to be playing tonight at 6 o'clock against Vandalia. What was your reaction to their game?
Yeah, I mean, I had thought, going in that they, I'll have to look through my stuff, I thought they were a 500 team, but obviously they know better than the things I did. But watching them, yeah, I mean, they're not going to be the best team that we've played, But I think, you know, watching them, that they don't have five starters that are the same ability, but they've got, they got two or three kids that remind me a little bit of East Peoria, where they've got some kids that are have some decent height but yet handle the ball and are able to do good things. So there's issues as far as matchups, because their three best players are kids that have enough size to post up and have enough ability to go outside and handle the ball. So, you know, probably what's going to happen is either some of our post players are going to have to be able to defend well on the perimeter, or some of our guards are going to have to be able to defend in the post.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with our stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Does your Christmas present need sized? Bring it in the Kohl's Diamond Gallery before 5 tomorrow, and I can get it back to you by New Year's. Hi, I'm Ryan Cole, the in-house jeweler at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. One of the great things about bringing your valuables into me to be worked on is that I keep it in-house and can give you a quick turnaround. If you received a beautiful new watch or ring for Christmas, you want to wear it now. And if you bring it into me, I can make sure it's ready for you to show off by New Year's. Even if your item didn't come from our store, I'd still be happy to do any repairs or sizings. So stop in and see us at 54 South Seminary in Galesburg.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Our stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. For Cumberland, which falls to 0-12 on the season, they were led in scoring by Katie Poe, their sophomore, who had 7 points in the game, 5 points for Megan Willenberg, their 5'8 junior, 2 points in the game for Skylar Brumlevy, their freshman off guard, and 2 points for Lainey Jackson, their point guard. She's a freshman at 5'6". The Silver Streaks, everybody scored except Sammy Thompson in the game. Galesburg was led in scoring by our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That's Sabrina Clay. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. She had 13 points in the ballgame today. 8 points in the game for Madison Ross and Alyssa Carl, who came in off the bench. 7 points in the game for Raina Gully, who didn't play at all in the second half. 6 points for Emily Weaver, who had 2 3-pointers in the ballgame for the Silver Streaks. 5 points for Macy Steck. 4 points in the game for Kaylin Boydston, who started. Jordan Kohler had 4 points in the game. Casey Williams, who was also a starter, had 4 points in the ballgame today. 2 points in the game for the Silver Streaks' Lexi Daniels. 2 points for Megan Gugliotta. 2 for Haley Kelso. 2 points for Katie Langenfelder. And 2 points for Shaylee Florine, the starting center. It was 26-6 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Cumberland 17-2 in the second quarter to lead it 43-8 at the half. Galesburg outscored the Lady Pirates in the third quarter by the score of 12-3 to lead it 55-11, and the Streaks outscoring Cumberland 14-6 in the fourth quarter to win it 69-17. Here's Eric.
Turnover story in favor of the Streaks. 24 turnovers for Cumberland, only 5 after half. Obviously, the Streaks stopped pressing early in the first quarter, so it was a little bit easier, especially with the Streaks starters not really playing a whole lot. So 24 turnovers for Cumberland, 12 for the Silver Streaks, so a good number there. If you're Coach Massey, you got to be happy with that effort, especially from the bench players. 48 rebounds for the Streaks, the 33 for Cumberland. A lot of those Cumberland rebounds coming in the second half, and especially once they just started jacking shots up and getting a lot of them. 21 offensive rebounds for the Streaks, 17 for Cumberland. Cumberland was 5 of 35 from shooting from inside the arc, 2 of 17 from distance. Only went to the free throw line once, and it was Laney Jackson going 1 of 2. The Streaks were shot the ball 27 of 42 from inside the arc, for only 4 of 23 from 27-42 inside the arc, 4 of 23 outside the arc. Obviously not a good performance there for the Streaks. The Streaks only 3 of 7 from the free throw line. You'd like to be at the free throw line more. But a lot of those whistles were swallowed there at the end of the game with the margin of victory. Leading rebounder for the Cumberland Pirates was 8 for Katie Poe to go with her 7 points. One correction on Jim's scoring. Laney Jackson actually had 3 points, as she was the one player that did go to the free throw line and split. Streak side of things, a good performance, as Jim has been talking about, by Madison Ross. 7 rebounds to go with her 8 points. And in limited time, Sabrina Clay, 6 points to go with her 13, or 6 rebounds to go with her 13 points. A lot of other numbers for the Streaks, including Haley Kelso getting 4 steals and only a half of work. And Shaylee Florine, although she only scored 2 points and grabbed a rebound, she barely played. She also had 2 blocks and 2 steals. Both players should see significantly more action in the afternoon matchup.
Our post-game final stance brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We're not seeing the Silver Streak girls come out, and we wanted to grab Sabrina Clay. She is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. So maybe what we'll do is we'll sign off and then try to get Sabrina tonight after the Vandalia game. I want to remind you that Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will be coming up with the Galesburg boys game against Rochester tonight. That will be at 6:30 here on AM 1400. We're going to be over on the Laser for our game tonight, which tips off at 6 with the pregame show at 5:40. They have a built-in break here now, as East Richland and St. Anthony are going to play at 3 o'clock, and then Salem and MacArthur will play at 4:30. The Streaks and Vandalia at 6, and Mattoon and Cumberland will play at 7:30 tonight. I don't think it's going to be as easy against Vandalia tonight, no. Eric, but the Streaks got to still be a decided favorite.
Well, the Streaks need to win that game as well. That's another game that the Streaks will go in as a strong favorite, and all they have to do is go in and play their game, and they should be able to take care of business in that one as well. We got to watch, because Vandalia played right before the Streaks tonight, or this morning, this afternoon, and there's some very sloppy play on behalf of the Vandalia Ball Club, even though they were able to stay tight with Mattoon.
Our thanks to Ashley Blake, who is spinning the dials at the Galesburg Radio Center on East Simmons Street. Also, Terry Cavanaugh was there and got us on the air today. We had a few technical glitches at the beginning, but we were able to get on the air. So thanks to Ashley Blake and Terry Cavanaugh for getting us on. And again, we'll be over on the Laser tonight. The Laser is 92.7 FM. And so we'll be over there for the game tonight, so you'll listen to us in beautiful FM stereo tonight from Mattoon. The final, again, it was Galesburg 69 and Cumberland 17. I should probably mention the other two scores, because only East Richland defeated Decatur MacArthur 64-32 in the 8:30 game this morning. And then it was St. Anthony losing to Salem. Salem 49, St. Anthony 34. And Mattoon, the host school, beat Vandalia 58-51 in overtime. And, of course, our final, it was Galesburg 69 and Cumberland 17. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from Mattoon. We'll be back with you at 5:40 this evening on The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove,
For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.